I love combination smart home devices that take two devices and put them together. In this case, this is Akara's new smart climate sensor W100, and it takes a climate sensor with temperature and humidity readings and a nice LCD display, and combines it with a three-button controller that you can use to control any other devices in your smart home. Akara does include a nice little kickstand that just snaps into place, so you can easily set this up at an angle so it's easy to read and reach out to and use those buttons to control things. Now, this device supports both Matter over Thread and Zigbee to connect to Akara's own Zigbee hubs. Using the Zigbee function to connect to their hub, you do get a few extra functionalities like being able to display a second sensor or a weather forecast on the screen, and some little easier setup on automations to control things like thermostats and such. When you pull the tab out from the battery to activate it for the first time, it defaults into Matter over Thread mode, which is exactly how I'm going to use it in my case. Setting up in the Apple Home app was very easy. You scan the QR code either on the instructions or it's also under the battery cover at the back, and the pairing process starts. After you finish it up, you can see that Apple has added the temperature sensor, the humidity sensor, and the buttons all as kind of three separate devices if that's how you have it set up to display in the Apple Home app. Now, what's really cool about the buttons on the W100 is that all three actually support single press, double press, and held functionalities. So that technically gives you nine actions or scenes that you can trigger from this one device, which is very nice. After exploring the options for this device in the Apple Home app, I was able to go into settings for it and put it in pairing mode and then add it to Home Assistant. From there, it ported over easy using Matter's multi-admin feature. And in this case, in Home Assistant, you actually get the exact same features that you do in Apple Home. I've set up the automation in Home Assistant so that a single press of the top button turns my end table lamp on, a single press of the bottom button turns it off, a double press of the bottom button turns it on at a low 10% dim setting, and a double press of the top button turns it on at full brightness to 100%. Holding the bottom button steps down the brightness by 10% each time I hold it. And then the opposite for the top button, wherever I hold the top button, it steps it up by 10% each time I hold it and release it. That way, I pretty much have full control over turning my end table lamp on and off and controlling brightness. And for fun, the middle button, if I hold it, will turn on a lighting scene in my office. Let me know in the comments what y'all would use these three buttons for in your smart home.